Well, I think the important thing to say, first of all, is this audit is not about the levels or quality of mental health social care on the front line, which is very good.
But that's more by luck than judgment, isn't it?
Well,
if it wasn't very good, what would you do about it? Because you haven't got any framework to, you haven't got a leg to stand on, really.
Well, we do have legs to stand on, and what we're doing at the moment is, and I will acknowledge that the reporting arrangements within the contract aren't up to scratch, but we're doing something about that. I've already started dialogue with the senior people within the Mental Health Trust about how we can improve the contract.
When did that dialogue start? Because this has been out of kilter for 3.5 years.
Well, the original contract was signed in 2009, and actually that's when it dates back to. So when I asked for data about the provision of care within the Mental Health Trust, it was clear that we weren't able to get the data we wanted. So we've started a dialogue with senior people in the Mental Health Trust, and we are working on improving the contract. Now, the time is right to actually renegotiate this contract in any event, because there's a couple of things going on that you'll be aware of. First of all, is the integration of health with social care. Everybody is aware that the NHS and social services will need to work better together because there isn't enough money. And the other thing is a new Act of Parliament called the Care Act, which changes the relationship that social services and the NHS have with carers and those that are cared for. So actually those two things, which are relatively new, the Care Act is only just coming in fact I think it's coming in April, means that the time is right in any event to actually renegotiate this contract. And what we want to do is make sure that we know that we're getting value for money, that we're integrating with the Mental Health Trust, and that those people on the front line are getting the care that they need, and we are knowing about it, because those reporting arrangements are critical, and I'm grateful for those people that have highlighted this.
So you're glad BBC Radio Stokes flagged this up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because nobody in the council other than your own auditors had?
Our own auditors had flagged it up. I was aware of it, and I'm grateful for being made aware of it publicly like this, because we need to be held to account for the spending of money. So, yeah, I am grateful, and we will do something about it.
How compromised do you see the council's position as being by not having the right framework in place?
At this stage, I don't, because I refer you back to the comments I made a moment ago, which is the changes in the relationship we have with our citizens through the Care Act and the integration of health and social care. We need to do this in any event. We need to make changes in any event to reflect the changed legislative landscape.
So you don't take the auditor's point that it's severely compromised then?
I acknowledged a moment ago that the reporting arrangements aren't up to scratch, and we need to do something about that. So in terms of sort of the slightly, the dramatic language of being severely compromised, it does need to be improved.
Well, that's your auditor's language, not mine.
Yeah. And I take you back to my first point, which is that this isn't about the levels or quality of social care on the front line. This is about the reporting arrangements. Those reporting arrangements are compromised. We can do them better. I speak to the chairman and chief executive of the Mental Health Trust regularly, and we both recognise that, or all three of us recognise that we're going to do something about this.
It's taken BBC Radio Stoke over a year and a half to actually get hold of this report, and the County Council's only handed it over because you were ordered to by the Information Watchdog. Why has it taken so long?
I don't know the precise details about that. I was advised that it was an internal document that contained sensitive information and shouldn't be made public. But the Information Commissioner's Office disagreed and said it was very broad. So we agreed with that and decided that actually the best thing to do was release that.
How does this fit in with the County Council's policy of trying to be open and transparent about things?
We are open and transparent as much as possible, but so long as it doesn't contain sensitive information. Our first pass was that we thought it contained sensitive information. We were advised otherwise, and once we were advised otherwise, we released the information.